Manu Patra alerts dated the 23rd of July 2020. Supreme Court has said that the Rajasthan High Court can pass an order on rebel Congress members of Legislative Assembly plea against the disqualification notice served to them by Rajasthan Assembly Speaker C.P. Joshi. Supreme Court has dismissed seeking issuance of directions to the Director General of Police of States and respective Home Secretaries for devising a mechanism of ensuring supply of certified copy of first information report to accused within 24 hours of the same being sought. Supreme Court has issued notice in the interim bail plea of ex-Congress Member of Parliament, Sajjan Kumar, convicted and serving a life sentence in a 1984 anti-Sikh riot case. Delhi High Court has directed the Indian Council of Medical Research to file an affidavit stating its stand on the requirement of a doctor's prescription for testing of COVID-19. Kerala High Court has directed the Panchayat to provide two Dalit sisters with laptops to aid them with online education. Jammu and Kashmir High Court has allowed the protection petition of a woman, allegedly being threatened by her family members and relatives, for having converted her religion faith to Islam. Punjab and Haryana High Court has clarified that even though the schools are permitted to collect tuition fee, they shall not strike out the names of such students who have either sought concession waiver of school fee. Supreme Court has ordered the Income Tax Department to refund 833 crores rupees to Vodafone Idea in consonance with the order of Bombay High Court. Supreme Court has refused to give clarification over interim orders from the Supreme Court and two High Courts, one allowing reservation in promotions while the other stalling it, leading to a logjam in promotions for 1.4 lakh posts in various government departments. Delhi High Court has directed the Delhi University to consider the feasibility of making a special interface for providing degrees to students through an online mode with digital signatures. Delhi High Court has rejected a fresh plea by the police seeking cancellation of bail granted to Faisal Farooq, principal of Rajdhani Public School, in connection with the Northeast Delhi riots case. Delhi High Court has asked the University Grants Commission, UGC, to explain if final year examinations by universities can be conducted based on multiple choice questions, MCQ, open choices, assignments and presentations, instead of long form exams. Delhi High Court has extended the deadline for the submission of thesis for students of Maulana Azad Institute of Dental Sciences, MEIDS, till the 30th of September, 2020, subject to payment of late fee in June of 5,000 rupees. Karnataka High Court has directed the state government to file a proper supplementary statement in 2 weeks explaining whether it had approved the Kaveri calling project proposed by Sadgurujagi Vasudev Zisha Foundation. Kerala High Court has stayed a High Court notification dated the 20th of June. 2020 inviting applications for appointment to the post of Munsif Magistrate, on the prima facie finding that it excluded economically weaker section, EWS, from the category of reservation. Kerala High Court has dismissed a public interest litigation seeking Central Bureau of Investigation National Investigation Agency investigation in the Kerala gold smuggling scam, sprinkler deal, BevCap scam and e-mobility consultancy scam, allegedly involving Chief Minister Pinary Vijayan and former Principal Secretary M. Shivashankaran. National Green Tribunal, NGT, has directed the Environment Ministry, Oil India Limited, OIL, and two other entities to explain how the proposed drilling of 7 oil wells in an Eastern Assam National Park was permitted.